It's Wednesday. It's about 4:40, 4:45. That can only mean one thing. Time to get our view from the moon here on Bears Huddle as we are joined by, CSN Chicago.com.
Oh, that's
insider,
an old white hair guy in that old Moon. Video. That's an old video. That's who that old guy is.
Yeah. We're waiting for the Just for Men. Let's touch on a couple of things you wrote about this week, particularly this defense. And, Sam Macho was at the podium the other day. He was asked about learning a new defense, and he doesn't want that to be used anymore. He says the learning stage should be over with, and I think they're starting to show some signs of that, despite being, shorthanded from what I think their ideal lineup would be, too.
Yeah, and when I asked Sam that, it really was the perspective. It's been used almost all off season talking about the Bears' new 3-4, and yet as you're watching it being put together personnel-wise by Ryan Pace and the coaching staff, all of a sudden you realize, well, Pernell McPhee's a 3-4 guy. Mm-hmm. Acho is a 3-4 guy down in Arizona. Jarvis Jenkins, pretty good 3-4 guy. Jeremiah Ratliff knows 3-4 guy. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden you realize, well, wait a minute, they actually have a lot of personnel that really fit that scheme. So I thought they were going to be actually pretty good. I think the injuries have set them back. But in a way, it wasn't so much learning a new scheme as players getting to know each other as much. And it wasn't a radical change. It was for Jared Allen, which is why he's in Carolina.
There was a couple of guys like, Willie Young.
Is still struggling with
and
it.
And even some of the big fellas, the defensive tackles, when you talk about jumping out a spot or two, or it reflects differently on what you do inside the game itself. So, and that's why I talk about getting comfortable with that. And, you're no longer thinking. Reacting to the game. And you see the speed picking up now with this defense.
And I think particularly impressive, and you touched on this as well on the website about all the moving parts they had in the secondary last week. Between Tracy Porter coming in and two rookies at safety, they accounted for themselves pretty well in crunch time of that game, too.
I was really impressed. I don't know about you guys, but, we're so used to in Chicago having one disaster after another at safety. We'll get the Al Afalava, and then it's, a cast of thousands. Adrian Amos has just absolutely played like a veteran safety, and he's consistent.
I guess he was getting everybody in place, too, back there.
I know. He's given orders, and he's just a kid. it's amazing they listen to a rookie. But, Harold Jones-Corte comes in, and again, another rookie. Mm-hmm. And these guys fit together better than what we were used to seeing over the last couple of years.
Situation like this with young guys, you inject them into the game right away, boom. And they just got to go out and play. Now, this week, everybody's had some time to think about it.
Maybe that's a bad thing.
Kansas City has some time to think about it and analyze it. What are you looking for differently from KC? You think this is going to start going after these guys?
Probably. It's Jarvis Jenkins. Well, of course, the short answer is yes. You always want to try out a rookie. But with Jarvis Jenkins mentioned about his own pass rushing, It's an integrated. It takes a village, John Shoup. But the pass rush makes those guys better. Mm-hmm. If Jones-Corte and Amos don't have to cover for 4.5 seconds, they can become better. Mm-hmm. So there's a very holistic aspect to this. Pernell McPhee is the best thing they've got going for them.
And how is Kansas City in terms of taking care of the quarterback? Not too good.
They have not been too good. I think Alex Smith has been. 19 times should have put in for hazardous duty pay.
Yeah, there are a bunch of moving parts on that offensive line, too. They're trying to find some answers in terms of protecting Alex Smith. Jiggs just mentioned throwing kids into the fire. Obviously, one of the big storylines this week is whether you throw Hronis Grasu into the fire. And you were writing about that either late yesterday or early today. That argument, and there's some precedent at that position here in town, based on a guy who had to sit and wait his turn, but then turned into a Pro Bowl center.
Right. Going back to 98 when they drafted Olin Kreutz, obviously one of the great centers for a franchise that has a history of great centers, mm-hmm. Bulldog Turner and everybody else. It's whether or not he's really ready. And again, Danny, you made this. Hronis, your first start, you haven't been active for 4 games. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to say, again, this is the risk factor, and the coaches will weigh this. You're going to make your first start at Kansas City, which is a cousin to Seattle in terms of difficulty. And, oh, by the way, a 346-pound two-time Pro Bowl nose tackle, Don Terry Poe, right. Go block him. I think this is what I've seen of Grasu is, in terms of athleticism and so forth. I'm not sure he'll be Olin Kreutz, but he is that kind of player. Now, whether he's ready to just be parachuted in this situation, I think that's what the coaches have to do, decide the old cliche, the five best, but also the five best to work together to form a fist.
And this has got to be one of the situations where if they're going to inject him into that lineup, they're looking at this as a long-term answer. Mm-hmm. So I think with the, you know, can you, because Will Montgomery will not be returning this season, so they have to decide on some kind of a formula. I think that, you know, this kid is, looks to me to be, is a technician. And I mentioned this before with Chris. I go back and I think back to the centers that you know, I can remember here with the Bears and Jay Hilgenberg and Olin Krutz. What, between them, 15 Pro Bowls and about 30 years of playing time. Those are the kind of guys that play center well here. And he seems that body type.
Absolutely.
And the way that he comes off the ball and his pedigree as well. You look back, you know, he's played alongside Kyle Long in college. These guys understand, you know, how to play the game and how to approach the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I like the draft choice. Again, and watched him a lot in training camp. Now, he took some reps with the ones, apparently, which you should be doing at some point. Even receivers, you work once in a while. The backups work with it just because they might be in the game at some point. Now, but whether he's ready to start doing the line calls at this level.
Only way to do it is to do it.
Just to do it.
You know, because I talked to Matt Slauson about that yesterday, and he was telling me, he hadn't played center, hadn't really snapped the football here in about a year.
Six snaps.
Yeah, six snaps. And I mean, that's not
that's
much.
That's experience for you.
No, no.
So, you know, all of a sudden, boom, you're in there. Yeah. All the calls are different, you know, because you're in a different spot.
Right.
Everything is different for you now. And he just took it upon himself to get the job done.
Looking at the enemy, Andy Reid had a conference call with Chicago reporters today. Boy, was he chipper. Sitting there at 1-3 as well. Opened with a win at
Grumpy
Houston. And then their three losses have come to, three undefeated teams still?
Yeah, so right. I mean, you think the Bears had a tough schedule. They had Cincinnati, Green Bay, and not Houston, 4-0.
Houston was the team they beat. Yeah,
their three losses have been to teams that are 12-0. And so he's kind of in a grumpy
mood. There was that heartbreaker against Denver where Manning marched him down with 2 minutes to left. And then they returned the fumbled kickoff. Bradley Roby did. But, you know, you asked him a question about how he deals with this at 1-3, especially with a team with such high expectations. I don't know if he necessarily answered it for you, right?
No. We'll find out on Sunday. And next question, please, was kind of the whole attitude. Yeah, it was.
Gives the old coach answer.
I know.
You were trying to find out whether he changes approach or he stays steady with his message. Right.
I mean, whether or not you don't want to radically change what you do because then it weakens the overall. But if what you're doing isn't working, you got to change something. So, Andy, do you change the message or do you a little different approach? Or do you keep doing what you know has worked for you, do it harder?
I think that's what they did. They refine it. Mm-hmm. Not necessarily because you're supposed to be working hard all the time. So you refine it. And what I think that you'll see teams like his do is they'll go back and keep breaking down where things have gone wrong and why they've gone wrong because there's a reason. And once they, once they get down to the basis of the reason why things are going haywire, they'll get it squared away and put back together.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder though. And it was interesting to look at Andy's tenure down there. You know, the Chiefs started out 9-0 that first year. Well, since then,
after winning two games the previous year,
right? Yeah. I mean, it was a phenomenal turnaround. Then they win 9 in a row, and then they were 2-5 after that. Still made the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Then 9-7, and now 1-3. It's kind of like they're sliding, and that's very uncharacteristic of an Andy Reid team. Now, again, Andy Reid teams had Donovan McNabb as their quarterback, so that's a qualifier. But losing three games in a row is something he's only done four times in his career. It just doesn't happen very much.
Just here's the lesson in all this. Don't set the bar too high right off the bat because then people expect you to live up to that. 9-0, 10-0, 11-0.
But then again, you have the Cubs.
That's right.
Set the bar, whatever.
Vic Fangio set the bar for the Cubs earlier today, too.
So, I like that talk, though, man. You start adding that up, with San Francisco and all the championships and everything, and Vic was there for that.
I think he's trying to cut himself in for a World Series
no
ring.
No doubt.
World Series share.
Or at least a
nice
share.
Try.
Yeah.
Nice try.
Moon, safe travels to Kansas City. Enjoy. I love that stadium out there. It's a fun place to watch
a football
game.
And lots of
classic stadium.